Good evening, and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater. Tonight's play will be Scratched Up, written by the late Bill Seymour. We find ourselves in the Mojave Desert at a place called The Slabs, a refuge for an eclectic group that are tired of playing the game.
As the sun pours its first rays over the ragged horizon, I begin walking down the road I had driven in on the night before. I come to a sign in an intersection pointing the way to the Oasis Club just across a large parking lot. As I approach, I notice flames from a fire and people moving around. Now's the time, I tell myself, to take the plunge. As I approach the club, a short, chunky, bald man dressed in straggly, fringe bib overalls comes out to greet me.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to the Oasis Club. I'm Cornmeal. That's my slab's name. See, I make cornmeal muffins for the guys. If you hang around, you'll get a name, too. Yeah. I know. Those are the chocolate mountains out there. Military bombs the hell out of them, day in and day out. You'll get used to it. Come on, sit down. Cup of coffee? 50 cents. Unless, of course, you'd like to join the Oasis. 20 bucks for the season, November to May, depending on the weather. Heck of a deal. Get you free coffee, use of the library, the internet, the outhouse. You'll need a supply of your own paper.
A young woman has arrived. She's slender, all dressed in black. Looks like a large knife dangling from her vest. Talk about an aura of distrust. Cornmeal keeps an eye on her as she pours herself a cup of coffee.
Don't forget to pay half pint. Money goes in the can over there on the table.
Here comes another. He looks tired and sad. Wears old motorcycle boots, an old black leather jacket, doesn't say anything, nods to Cornmeal, slouches in a chair by the fire, and rolls a cigarette.
Morning, James.
That it is, Cornmeal.
So tell me, why are you here? Heck, I ain't trying to be nosy, but we all show up here for a reason. Now me, I lost my wife 3 years ago. I came out to the desert with my dogs. It's better than driving off a cliff. Well, after that, I spent some time at Quartzsite, and finally, I guess it was about a year ago, I found the slabs. It suits me, though it's hard to get anyone to do anything.
Look at this guy. His blue sweats look like a grimy second skin, and his baseball cap looks like it's held together by head grease. He stoops forward and looks older than he probably is. His right arm is in a sling, and he's rolling a cigarette.
You decide you want to join up, give your money to him. That's Mike. He'll take care of it.
Take care of what? Jeez, and who the heck are you? Okay. My name's Mike. You can call me the professor. I was one once. Kids loved me. Everybody else hated me. I'm president of this place. They voted me in. I guess they figured they needed somebody to bitch and moan at. Well, just because they want to talk doesn't mean I'm going to listen. People want to do this and that. I say, heck, go ahead and do it.
And they keep coming. This one looks like death warmed over in a green army jacket, beret, and finger-smudged glasses. Looks hungover.
Morning, Buzz.
Well, screw you then.
Up yours. I've been in other places that have this one beat. I lived in a canoe up at Sitka, Alaska. I found it whole and half full of sand on the beach. Couldn't find the owner. Everyone said, go ahead, take it. I got some duct tape, made a patch, put some varnish on it, made a cover so I could lay down in it, paddled out and found a place on an island to camp. Now, there were oysters all over the place. Lived out there for 3 months, found work on a shrimp packaging boat, and packed 4 to the kilo, big as lobsters. Now, the best place I ever worked, though, was a winery, high up in the New Mexico mountains. They were broke, too, so they paid me in wine, a bottle an hour. Then it was half money and half wine, and finally all money and free wine. It was perfect. Now get this. I used to run religious retreats. My folks were serious Christians. Stuck me on the street corner when I was a little kid, proselytizing. I graduated from Bob Jones University. I was a soldier of God.
You in a better mood?
I would be if I had some oysters.
She's back, half pint, skulking about like she's looking for something and obviously avoiding the men.
I got some pipes at the flea market.
What's that got to do with seafood?
Well, Bust feel a lot better if he'd buy one of my pipes and smoke it.
There aren't gonna be oysters or lobsters or anything out here. And nobody's got any good dope.
Reality sucks.
Reality, El Presidente, is that we need a new outhouse. Have you seen it? Every time I go in there, I risk my life and my social standing. It's a damn petri dish.
Social standing? That's a laugh. Besides, if you don't like it, dig your own.
I have.
Good. Problem solved.
Half Pint picked something up from the table. She's sneaking out with it.
Son of a gun. Busted. You see that?
See what?
Half Pint. She just took some wire. You were right. She's a thief.
I knew it, damn it.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing. Doesn't prove anything.
So hold on. You're just gonna drop it?
Yep. Now tell you what, Cornmeal. Why don't you go up and ask her what she does with all that wire?
Yeah, well, I...
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, look who's here. My man, Moth.
Here comes a striking figure. Young, tall, handsome, bright eyes, dreadlocks, layers of hippie clothes in a sort of conspiratorial manner. He goes straight for the coffee. The others are ignoring him.
I don't want to tell you who to associate with, but he'll take advantage of you if you let him. I've tried to get rid of that guy for years. He won't go away.
I paid my $20. I get free coffee, watch Weeds on the TV. Have you seen it? Mary Louise Parker, is she hot or what? Hey, you want to hear this? We do a reality show about pot at the water tanks on the hill. We round up a bunch of punks and super punks and hippies. Maybe she'd come. It would be worth $1 million.
Another woman. Dark-haired, olive-skinned, wearing Levi's, black motorcycle vest and a cowboy hat. She's very businesslike and constantly fidgets.
Morning, Burl.
Morning.
If you like to party, this is the place. Everyone complains about the odds, but I don't have any trouble. It's all a game, how you play it. I love it out here. You ought to see my place. I got a guy with a jackhammer to come out and put a hole in the side of the base septic tank, cleaned it out. Now I'm planning to go through the floor into the bottom level and clean that out. It'll be 22 degrees cooler in there. Does anyone have any weed?
Here, have a toke.
Oh, thanks, man. I owe you.
Okay, well, next time you get more than you need, you send some my way.
Sure, man.
That'll be a cold day.
Anybody need anything? I'm going to Brawley today and stopping at Walmart to pick up some baking soda.
A 30-pack of Keystone and one of them big bags of cheap toilet paper, if you can. Well, here's some cash.
Okay, $40, thanks. I'll bring your change. Anyone else?
Yeah, get Cornmeal a flea brush and some powder.
That's funny. Real funny, Mike.
Cornmeal drives me nuts. He's just like Burl, always busy, too damn busy for me. If I'd wanted to be busy, I wouldn't have come out here. I used to be busy. I was a carpenter, kind of like Jesus. Good one, too. Built a ski lift in Taos, a fancy house for my lawyer out in the middle of the desert. Well, things went south in the 90s. Second wife left. I pawned my tools.
How's your arm, by the way?
Oh, about the same.
You need to use it.
What for? It's not my drinking or my wiping arm.
Oh, sorry I asked. Moth?
I could use some dog food.
For that poor mutt you keep locked up inside your cement tomb.
It soldiers my guard dog.
Oh, yeah, you got roughed up a while back, didn't you?
Money?
I don't have any with me.
Where have I heard that before?
Well, I'm leaving in about 10 minutes.
I'll pay you when you get back.
Well, you know the rules, buddy. No money, no dog food. Savvy? I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday.
We could trade.
Ooh, you don't have anything I want.
Ouch. Nobody takes advantage of Burl. She drove for UPS for 17 years. She's tough. Not even the cancer got her. But I don't know. She and I had a fling when she first got here.
Well, it wasn't much of a fling. Yeah, I got tired of doctors practicing medicine on me. Left the city, was camping down at the Salton Sea, trying out the baking soda cure. Ran into a guy who said I just might find a home up here at the slabs. I checked it out. It's all right. Some of the guys are sexist pigs, but a little slap upside the head once in a while keeps them in their place.
Is that a man or an apparition? It's a big man with flowing white hair leaning heavily on an ornate walking stick and making his way into the circle.
Except for Woody.
Anything new?
More rumors about kicking us out.
That's not new, and it's not going to happen. It cost them a fortune to clean up this toxic dump. The government doesn't want to admit this place exists, and the media doesn't even know it exists. I was a broadcaster. I was in broadcast news for 30 years, made documentaries, program director for KTLA. We went to the Emmys and won more awards than they ever had before. Then they cut the budget for documentaries because talk shows were in. Talk shows. They've murdered the media. Nobody knows what's going on in this country. I should be writing this story.
Time's up, Moth. I'm out of here.
Interesting evening. Rather subdued for a change. Most of the guys are staring into the flames, looking glum.
Hey, anyone seen my blue flannel shirt? I had it hanging on a chair just inside the door. Guess it walked away.
Your shirt, my jacket, it's those kids. Better be careful who they mess with. Stealing from you and me is one thing. Stealing from Peckerwoods who carry guns is something else.
I got my granddad's old .44 in my rig.
Why?
In case I need it.
Yeah, would you shoot somebody for your shirt?
No, but I could wave it at them and scare them off.
Hell, it's tame now. When I first got here, it was like the Wild West. Everybody had a gun.
And now the military has all the guns. There's more unexploded ammo out there on the bombing range than anywhere. I don't see why the government's worried about the Mexicans bringing guns across the border.
I know a guy who picks up the casings for scrap. Finds a lot of live ones.
So where is everyone tonight?
Must be something going on somewhere. Maybe they got tired of our company.
Yeah, threw a party and didn't invite us.
Yeah, Moth has all the women dancing naked around the tanks.
Be glad they're gone. Cuts down on the chatter.
Why do you hate women so much?
Been married to too many of them. The first one was a lawyer. She came home early one day and found me on the floor with my girlfriend, who was an entertainer. Then I married the entertainer. The hot tub was a lot more interesting after that, particularly when she invited all her girlfriends over.
You ought to try out the hot spring. It's not bad either.
No, I have a hard time getting in and out.
It's not the women he hates. It's the fact that he has a hard time getting in and out.
And none of them here will have him. That's the problem.
Rubbish.
Here comes Burl with a woman in tow. She's wearing a fake mink, has a broken heel on her shoe, and is clearly down on her luck. Still, something about her suggests high standards.
Hey, guys, look what I found. This is Penny. She just got into town, needs a place.
Saw this coming. Throw an attractive woman into the mix and watch the action. Cornmeal's fallen all over himself to be the first in line to greet her. Mike's just two cool beans and stays seated. James takes a drag off his smokes and gives her the look. And Bus is scrubbing his teeth with a rag. Woody stares at the fire, shaking his head.
Hi, my name's Cornmeal. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, he makes the muffins, doesn't he?
Yep, that's Cornmeal. He used to be a city manager.
Town of 9,000 people. Lots of responsibility in that job. Good pay, too.
I'm Mike. I run this operation such as it is. We'd be honored to assist you in your time of need.
Oh, thank you. I can't imagine that I will be here more than a few days. Right now, I'm just really tired.
Half Pint's back, slinking in like a stray cat with her eyes on Penny.
Well, you're in luck, because I just happen to have a camp trailer that's empty and it's in pretty good shape. I'd be pleased if you'd stay in it.
Wait a minute. I got an extra room in mine.
What extra room? You gonna sleep on the floor with your dogs?
There's nothing wrong with my dogs.
They're flea bags. You're a flea bag.
I am not.
What do you think you're scratching?
Those are mosquito bites. I get them at night.
When you're sleeping with your dogs.
Here we go.
Well, back off, guys. Jeez, give the lady a break. She just got off my bus, and she's had a long day.
Yeah, come on over. Have a seat. Relax.
Thank you. I will.
Can I open you a beer?
Why? She's got all of her teeth.
What?
Don't pay any attention to him.
Keystone, breakfast of champions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a Mormon, or I'm trying to be. I'm trying to kick cigarettes and coffee I really shouldn't drink.
Yeah, Mormon, you say? Well, I love Mormons. You never know it, but I used to run religious retreats. I may have slipped some, but I'm a deeply religious man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so what are you doing out here?
Oh, it's a long story. You don't want to know.
Oh, sure we do. How'd you meet up with Burl?
Well, see, I was coming out here to, oh, I don't know, looking for a place I used to come to around Bombay Beach, where my friend's dad lived. He was so nice to me. Honestly, it's been so long, I don't know why I thought I'd find it. My mother died a few months ago from cancer. Anyway, she left me a great property in L.A. near the art museum and everything.
Can you park a trailer on it?
Not likely.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
I don't know. I just wanted to move her renters out and live there. Only my sister, who also has an interest in it, well, we just can't get along. And she wanted the money, so it's in escrow. And I'm waiting for the money so I can maybe buy a little place up north, in the mountains, where it's green and not so dry.
Once you get used to it here, it's not so bad.
Anyway, my car broke down, my cell phone was dead. Not that I have anyone to call. This guy stopped to help. He seemed really nice, had a green Lexus. Well, instead of taking me to a gas station, he drove me to a motel, said we'd stop there first. So when he got out, I just very calmly got out of the car and ran as fast as I could and didn't look back. That's how I broke my heel and lost my purse. My mom would say that's what I get for trusting a stranger. I mean, what's the first rule your mother teaches you, Burl?
Never get into a car with a strange man.
That's when Burl stopped and asked if I needed help. Boy, did I. I feel like such a fool.
Well, here, Mike, $20. It's for Penny's dues.
Oh, Burl.
Well, it's okay. She needs a bed, and I don't have any to spare. Any one of you old coots would give anything you've got just to have her company. You know it. Well, except for Woody, maybe. He hates women who can talk. Huh, Woody?
The Chinese say, if you can't improve upon the silence, don't say anything.
Has been. Oh, the question is, which one of you is going to give this lady a place to sleep, uninterrupted?
That's unfair. I was married for 30 years. I'm a gentleman.
Gentlemen don't have fleas. I guarantee you a clean bed.
Ask him when the last time it was he took a bath.
I'll go down to the hot spring right now.
Care for a toke?
Oh, thank you, but I don't think I should do that either.
Half Pints moved in behind Penny. She's touching her shoulder and feeling her scarf.
I picked it up at a yard sale.
It's beautiful.
So are you.
Now she's massaging Penny's shoulders. Looks like Penny's in La La Land.
All of you, do you live out here?
Well, I do. So's everybody else except for Woody and Cornmeal.
They're snowbirds.
How long have you been here?
Long enough.
Let me see. About 8 years. Only left once. I was going to get sober. I caught a ride to the VA with 48 cents in my pocket. They put me in the hospital for a while, then made me president of the halfway house. Well, damn, they caught me drinking and threw me out. So here I am. Could be worse.
You could put that on your resume. Yeah, I've been here 4 years. Now, the first summer's the hardest. The club closes down, everybody leaves, gets hotter than hell. That's why I'm building my triple-layer awning system. It's going to have reflective foil on top. I'll be cool all summer.
So what did you used to do besides be a good Christian?
Well, I ran a winery. Yep, way up in the mountains of New Mexico. No one had any money, so they paid me in wine. God, it was perfect. You know, I could fix that shoe for you.
I think I have a pair of tennies in my car if I could just get back there.
I'll give you a ride. Besides Burl, I'm the only one here with a running vehicle. Mike lives in his, and it died a long time ago. James sold his car a month ago and can't get his motorized bicycle to work. And Bus is in the process of welding two cars end-to-end so that he's going forwards even when he's going backwards.
Oh, that feels really nice.
It's stupid to have a car out here when you don't need one. No one's going any place anyway. Besides, I gave up driving 12 years ago when the judge said I couldn't drive with a beer between my legs.
If I needed to sell the bike, it would work. I'm not like you, Cornmeal. I'm not a government bureaucrat who gets a check every month. When I need money, I sell something. Now, I got an extra room in my trailer. It wouldn't take much to clean it out. If you want to take a look at it, I'll show it to you.
Well, I just picked up a hammock at the flea market. Keeps you out of the reach of scorpions and snakes. I'll set it up wherever you want.
Scorpions and snakes?
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I haven't been bit this year.
Well, it is a good idea to sleep inside.
So, this is it?
Best of the lot.
It's kind of a mess, but you could stay in my van.
I wouldn't do that.
Do you have any relatives you want us to notify?
Now, you don't have to make up your mind right now.
I'd like to take a look at it. How big is it?
It's big enough. Follow me.
You know, I could do something with your hair.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. But I'm a hairdresser.
That Penny, you know, I don't think she's really my type.
It's nighttime, and it is loud as another wave of fighter jets scream overhead towards their targets in the Chocolate Mountain. Cornmeal arrives with paint and brushes. He sets them down and takes something from his back pocket, a wig. He smooths it in place and begins painting.
Check out the dew on Cornmeal. When did gorillas get here?
Cornmeal? You shouldn't have.
Are you going undercover?
None of your business. You don't mind, I'm going to get some of this painted.
Does it itch?
Mike's on his feet coming this way. Well, it was only a matter of time.
Well, you've been awful quiet sitting here watching all this.
Hey, Mike.
Bet you know what I'm going to say.
I have an idea.
What you got? Heard you were a writer. Tell us something about yourself.
All right. I've got it here in my pocket. It's something I wrote last night, a poem.
Oh, criminy. Pit toilets and now poetry?
Hey,
Please.
Settle down. Let her read.
Penny read the following poem. Longing to explore the world is upon me in full bloom. I have to go places I don't know, experience whatever's there, myself. Lots of guys share my discontent with everyday life, needing but not getting the essence at this last moment while there's enough remaining to savor it. Our culture imprisons its old men, leaving us nowhere acceptable to turn. To do what? Become peeping toms, web creepers feeling dirty? What's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm a freaking romantic, gonna buy a motorcycle, hit the road, canoe the Amazon, get scratched up.
Anyone feel like saying anything? Ladies?
Welcome to the Oasis.
Anyone else? Bus? Woody? Come on, James. Well, how about you, Cornmeal? No? Well, fine, then I'll say it. I think you fit right in.
Thanks.
Not sure I'd be taking that as a compliment.
Damn, I liked it.
Hell of a poem you got there.
Enough. Can we get down to business? What's on the agenda?
Agenda? Wow, that's a first.
Besides the usual bitching and moaning.
Bitching and moaning. You listen to yourself lately?
Well, I still think we should plant a garden, some flowers to brighten things up.
We go through this every year, Burl. There's no reason to plant flowers. They die.
But they'd be pretty while they're here.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I got a rototiller. It doesn't run now, but give me a little time. A
rototiller? You'd do better with a horse and plow. That thing's been rusting since you got here.
Yeah, he tried to sell me that heap of, but he couldn't get it running.
Most of us don't share your passion for playing in the dirt, Burl.
By all appearances.
Forget it.
Hey, if you want to plant flowers, plant them.
Well, if I do, they'll be at my house.
Fine.
Penny and I will help you, Burl.
It'll be fun.
I have to go to town tomorrow. We could pick up your tennies and some seed and maybe have a little lunch.
Oh, that would be great.
Well, what about the outhouse?
What, you want flowers there, too?
Oh, I think I'll go for a walk. Take a look around.
We need a new one.
You'll just crap in it.
The question is, what are we going to do with the old one?
Cover it up.
What, before your wig falls in?
Before we get sued.
Well, this isn't rocket science, and all we need to do is dig a new hole.
You risk catching a disease just walking by it.
Gas mask helps.
It's getting to be like a minefield out there. People doing their business wherever there's a brush to hide it behind.
All right. Jesus, we'll do something. Study our options. Look at how much money we have.
How much do we have?
I don't know. I don't walk around with that information in my head.
Maybe we could have a report at our next meeting.
Sure, I'll get it. We don't have much.
Penny's at the coffee pot, and Hatlight looks like she's guarding her.
We have visitors. Good day, ladies.
This meeting is only for members.
Oh, I didn't know. Should we leave?
No. You're a member. She isn't.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to go, too.
I think we should make an exception this time.
Got my vote.
Well,
Well, if that's everybody wants, that's fine with me. We don't have anything to hide. Have a seat. Give you a chance to see democracy in action.
Founding fathers would be proud.
Democracy in action. That does have a nice ring to it.
Yeah, sort of like power to the people.
Make love, not war.
So far we've covered petunias and pit toilets. Do you have anything to suggest?
Oh, this is so cool. Have you ever thought about a jogging club or yoga? I mean, we're out here surrounded by nature and clean air. I could teach the basics.
Oh, Mama, sign me up. I want the whole package. The seven chakras, Godhead, the third eye. Is it clothes optional?
Well, wouldn't it be kind of cold?
I'll go.
We could all take a walk.
What about a chess tournament?
No way! There'll be no damn walking or chess tournaments. Jeez, can you imagine? We wouldn't be able to recognize this place. And yoga, come on.
Cornmeal, why are you covering up all the color, man?
Because where have you been?
Yeah, what the heck are you doing in here?
Protesting Bland. Somebody's got to.
Well, we don't need your help.
But he is a member, isn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't like meetings, do you, Moth?
Well,
he does have a point. It is Bland.
I don't understand why Cornmeal's painting the trailer white. Unless he wants to advertise his virginity. He'd do a better job of that mop on his head.
Uh-oh, I think Cornmeal's about to blow.
I've wanted to say this a long time.
Don't do it.
I'm painting this place.
No, I put the pressure on to get the paint.
Nobody gives a crap. Nobody's helping out. Nobody's even offered to clean these brushes.
What? Is that a greeting card that Mike just handed Cornmeal?
Here, token of our appreciation.
Get well soon?
Well, what the heck did you expect?
I expected people to care what this place looks like. We live here, for God's sake. It's our home. It's not like the rest of the slabs where the normal people are.
Normal people? Come on. Everybody here's messed up.
Yeah, we gave up on the real world. That's what the slabs is all about.
Hey, heads up. This is the real world. Well, it's time. I'm turning in.
Me too. Good night.
Bunch of lightweights.
Mañana.
This is a fascinating place. I just wonder what I'm doing here.
The sun is still below the desert horizon as I drive down the puddled road, past Bus's telephone pole castle. I've met rocket builders, poets, writers, painters, guitar players, civil servants, actors, and people who just want to be left alone. I pause at Sandy's mouse house, which she shares with her fearless chihuahua, Mickey, to pick up one of her paintings. She asks if I'm coming back. I don't know. Maybe someday when I can no longer endure that other society, the one I'm dropping back into as I drive down the hill past Salvation Mountain.
We hope you have enjoyed tonight's play, Scratched Up, by the late Bill Seymour. The cast included Bob Christensen, Craig Boyer, Terry Orwig, Don Tamblin, Jim Dowling, Linda Reagan, Ian Dalziel, Charlie Finkel, Reagan Reagan, and Laura Christensen. Scratched Up was directed by Chris Gomez. Technical production was by Lily Dubois. You have been listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. This is your host, Dickie Magadoff.